compensation, and this deferred compensation should be worth a lot. Hopefully, it's going to be worth a lot of money at some time in the future if the company does as well as everybody expects. So if you take an early stage company that has, say, several rounds of convertible preferred stock, has some common, and is also issued options, the question is, the options, of course, are call options on the underlying common. And since it's an early stage company, the presumption is, or has been, that most of the value, if not all of the value of the company, is entirely wrapped up in the preferred stock, or the convertible preferred stock. And the value of the common is, if it's not zero, it's close to zero. Now, this has a certain advantage to emerging companies, because if you think about it for a minute, issuing options with very, very low exercise prices makes it easy for the employees to exercise those options, which is what you want them to do. So they then become even more aligned with the management of the company as it moves forward, with the hope that someday there'll be a liquidity event and the common stock that they're purchasing at virtually nothing is going to be worth a lot of money, and of course they'll make a lot of money. But in the meantime, in the early stage of the company, most of the value presumably is in the preferred stock, because if the company were to be liquidated, whatever the assets of the company are, most of that, in fact all of it, would go to the holders of the preferred stock. So it's been traditional among emerging companies for institutional investors like venture capitalists to think about having to think of the value of the company, as I said, all of it's in the preferred, and that the price we set for the common has a certain degree of arbitrariness to it. That is, let's presume just for the moment that the common is worth 10% of the preferred, just leave it at that. And we'll use that mechanism, that kind of formula to set the exercise price and any options we grant today or sometime in the future. Now, with the establishment of 409A, 409A says you can't do that anymore. That effectively, really, what you have to do is go through a very thorough analysis of what the fair market value of the underlying common is, and then use that value as the exercise price for these options. And typically, when you go through an analysis like that, what you find is that the common stock that's been issued, has been issued at below fair market value. And this is the problem that emerging companies are dealing with. And so the question becomes, well, how do you deal with this problem as a valuation or as an appraiser, or what should CFOs and other interested parties, what should they be looking for when they have a valuation done to see whether their exercise price of their stock options meet the fair market value standard? And if we step back before we go through the actual kinds of things you would be looking at, you can see how 409A could create a very stressful situation for management. On the one hand, what you want is a fair market value of the common stock that's very low. So, as I said before, the people that have committed their time and effort could exercise those options and get the underlying common stock. And at the same time, you want the value of your company, the enterprise value, if you will, of the company, to be very large. Now, typically, when large percentages of a capital structure are tied up and preferred, it may actually turn out that most of the value is in the preferred stock. Very little is in the common, and the firm is worth a lot of money. But typically what happens is that when you do an analysis of the company, even though it's emerging and could be losing money, let's say like the biotech firm, for example, and just as an aside, we will certainly do another podcast which will focus in on the unique issues that biotech firms face in this arena. But nevertheless, what you want, of course, is a very high value placed on the enterprise, because there might be subsequent rounds of financing that you will need. And having an official valuation that says the enterprise is worth X rather than a number that's much lower than X is a good thing. So, but what happens is the moment the value of the firm begins to take on a fairly large dimension, that is, its magnitude becomes large, even if it's an emerging company that's even losing money, where it's the value of those companies can be quite significant, like in the case of a biotech firm, that it turns out that the underlying common stock is probably worth something.